Man found dead in police vehicle in Southern California died from extreme body heat. Azusa, California, an attorney for the family of a 37-year-old man who died inside a patrol vehicle parked outside the Azusa Police Department, after he was released from custody, said on May 31 that the family is shocked and saddened after the county medical examiner reported that the death resulted from hypothermia. Eric Valencia, a father of two, was found dead in the backseat of the police SUV around 4:50 a.m. March 26 in the 700 block of North Alameda Avenue, police said. According to Azusa Police, Valencia had been arrested March 20 on suspicion of DUI and child endangerment, but he was released from custody on March 23 pending additional investigation. The department released body camera and surveillance footage showing Valencia being arrested and processed at the police station. It also released surveillance video that shows Valencia being released from custody, apparently with a bagged lunch and his fully charged cell phone. The video shows Valencia inexplicably climbing into the back seat of a police SUV, which department officials said was parked by the station awaiting maintenance. Valencia was not discovered until 3 days later when an officer tried to move the vehicle. Azusa Police Chief Rocky Wenrick told reporters Valencia had a blood alcohol level that was double the legal limit when he was arrested. But he showed no sign of distress when he was released. He said Valencia's relatives filed a missing person report on March 25, but police were unaware at the time that he had entered the unattended vehicle parked nearby. The Los Angeles County Office of Medical Examiner ruled the manner of death accidental and the cause hypothermia, which occurs when the body's core temperature rises above normal because the body absorbs or produces more heat than it can dissipate. If it was hypothermia that caused Eric's death, it's extremely sad to hear that Eric suffered tremendously in the back of that Azusa Police Department patrol car for 3 days before he died, attorney Michael Carrillo of the Carrillo Law Firm told City News Service on May 31. Eric's family is still grieving this loss and they are shocked and saddened by this finding, Carrillo's statement continued. This could have been prevented by the simple task of locking the patrol car or looking inside it. We also note that the autopsy did not include a toxicology screening. We will be investigating why that is, because it leaves significant unanswered questions that need to be addressed. Carrillo said the legal team will continue to gather all the details and await the final autopsy report.